Welcome back to Health Link on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Hello.
From the Institute for Decision Excellence in Leadership. Once again today, we are going to be doing another checkup from the neck up by answering one of our listeners' questions.
Great.
So I've got one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. My husband's brother won't friend me or my husband or kids on Facebook. Now, I know this shouldn't matter, but it does. It makes me think maybe he's living a double life. How can I let this one go?
This is a great one. I love this one because it illustrates something that in the kind of work I do, system-centered training, something called mind reading, where what we do when the world isn't the way we want it, like the relationship with somebody else, we go into an idea in our head about what's happening between us and the other person
right.
that may not have anything, Steve.
Yes,
I agree. May not have anything.
This one, I couldn't agree with you more.
Right, may not have anything to do with what's actually going on
right.
in the other person's head. It's actually what's going on in our head. It's sort of, if you will, it's sort of a little double life we've got going. We have a relationship with the other person, and we go create another world in our head to live in. And the question is whether it has anything to do with reality or not. That what it accomplishes for us is we are wanting something. So we're like in this case, this person apparently wants a better relationship with husband's brother,
mm-hmm.
right? And is not getting it. So so what he or she, I guess it's she, is doing
yeah.
is going off and making an explanation or an idea, fantasy about what's actually happening. The solution to that is to check it out. First off, to realize...
A private investigator?
Well, you could. Well, there is a slim possibility the person has a double life,
right,
but it's
right.
pretty rare.
Right.
I mean, that's, it's possible. But I would suggest something a little bit more direct.
More tame, yeah.
And more direct. You can... see, what is the evidence for your thought? First off, notice it's your own thought. This is my thought. It doesn't have anything to do with the other person necessarily.
That's a critical point.
It's absolutely critical.
It's critical to this, to many, many things, as you said. It doesn't.
Yes.
It's not limited to this kind of situation.
Oh, at work, at home, every place. We do this all the time. Yeah.
But this whole idea of thinking we know why someone is acting a certain way
yeah.
when it's completely our own thoughts
our own
projected onto them.
Absolutely. It is. It's the psychologists, we call it projection. Yeah, we have an idea in our head, we project it into something.
Well, and it seems like that almost inevitably leads to people share what they think, in that
yeah.
particular situation, which then just becomes gossip because... Now you think
yes.
you have this idea about why somebody is acting a certain way or
yes.
saying something, and you start sharing that with other people, and then they repeat that to somebody else, and the next thing you know,
yes.
it's just a big gossip mill about something because somebody was mind-reading
absolutely
why somebody
right,
was
Steve.
Saying
and
something.
And gossip can be incredibly destructive to people because there's some kind of shared... usually it's something you don't want to say to the person directly. Usually it's some destructive thought about the person.
Right.
So getting back to what
yeah.
you had said, you said,
yeah.
let's do it more directly. So what would you do?
You could ask the person.
Yeah, why?
You could say, let me put it a little differently. In this case, like in almost all cases, what you're doing is you're moving away from some real thing you want in reality, some real problem that you want that instead of going after, you're going off in your head into some fantasy. So the question is, how are you going to get back into the reality and go after it? So in this case, for instance, this person wants a closer relationship with their brother-in-law, presumably, right? So they could ask him over for dinner. They could ask him over for, go out bowling or whatever you want.
Okay, so not specifically say, why won't you friend me?
Well,
that's a direct.
You could.
A direct inquiry.
You could. But it's not really about the other person. So the question would be, if I had this mind read of you, for instance, and I'm thinking you're living a double life, I wouldn't say to you, "Why won't you friend me?" If I was checking my mind read, I would say, you know, I'm thinking you have a double life. Is there any truth to that? Is this, or is this just my fantasy? Mm-hmm. So I'm actually checking out my fantasy. Now, you have to have a kind of close relationship with somebody to do that. Indirectly, you can just go after what you want. So if you say to the person, if you stop mind reading and you say to yourself, what do I really want here? If I don't go mind reading my husband's brother all the time, what do I really want? I want a closer relationship. Okay, how am I going to get that? Am I going to find out? You know, the proof of the pudding is you ask him to have a closer relationship with you, right, and the whole family, actually, she's interested in. So you invite him over and you see if he's, you know, open to that. If not, you move on someplace else. He may be a person who likes his space and doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And people are entitled to their privacy and entitled to develop their own lives.
I think the very most interesting thing about this, though, besides, of course, going after something you want.
Yes.
Is understanding that whole mechanism of how we do this.
Yes.
And having that self-awareness.
Yeah.
Of how we do this.
Yeah. Because most of the emotional pain in life, like this person, is self-generated.
Right.
It's coming from taking this person's behavior personally as if it has something to do with her, right? Rather than the brother-in-law is living his life the way he wants to live his life. He doesn't want to Facebook friend me, you know? The guy's entitled to that,
yes,
right?
I'll say.
I don't even want to be on Facebook at all.
Right,
so,
right. Me neither.
So if you can notice, hey, I'm thinking this may not have anything to do with the other person.
Right. I agree. I think absolutely.
Right on target.
Making that personal connection instead of worrying, yes, about a, you know, something like a Facebook connection.
Right, yeah, on target. Well, thanks again, Rich. So remember, guys, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, just write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air next time.